The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
All right, so I am so happy once again to have the everyday juicer, Ray Dustar, with me. We're going to be talking about magnesium. And I'm particularly hot right now on magnesium because it's probably, I think, one of the most essential minerals that we have to help our... It's just crucial to generate cell function. And it's a cofactor in over, get this, 300 biologically active enzymes in our body. I mean, it's just, we need it. And I've talked to people about this endlessly, that vitamins and minerals, not just a couple aisles in your local health food store. Guess what? This is what drives your biochemistry. These minerals, vitamins, they're cofactors, they're enzymes. They make your eyes focus, your liver function, your arm raise up in the air if you have a question. It's all tied together. The thing that I'm so worried about with magnesium, and I have a feeling I know what's going on, okay, with our deficiencies, is that it is the most deficient mineral in the United States right now. And so what gives, and how in the heck can we start repleting, right? So depleting something, if it's depleted, we want to replete it. And that's how I use that word. I think part of it, Ray, I know you're there, so I know you're listening.
Yep.
I actually think part of it is... something that I have, I don't know if I made it up or if I stole it from somebody, so please somebody write in and tell me. It's called stress-induced nutrient depletion, okay? Meaning, when we used to have a more natural relationship with stress and our stressors, hey, our mind would go, whoa, 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 that's a stressor, right? And our body would create this response, kind of like, and not kind of, it's fight or flight. And there'd be a lot of minerals and nutrients and vitamins used to get these building blocks of the hormones needed in this response, the neurotransmitters needed in this response, the catecholamines needed in this response. Bam, we'd respond. The stress would be mitigated, all right? Then we'd have this period of adaptation. Hans Selye did that work back in the 40s, 60s. And then we'd have this lovely place called repair, this lovely place called relaxation, this lovely place called, you know, where there is just 2 weeks where nothing of the sort would go on. And I think we're not getting into that rest, relax, repair stage, and we're having nutrient depletion based on all of our chronic stresses. At least that's one of them. What do you think?
I honestly could not agree more as it relates to magnesium and practically every other vitamin and mineral out there and in general. You know, at the end of the day, and this happened with me when I had an autoimmune disease, vitiligo, you know, it was all stress-induced. And when I learned, you know, how to manage my stress, I removed certain stresses out of my life. Not only did my autoimmune disease go away, basically, but I basically realized that, you know, when I was stressed, I made the worst choices when it came to food. I made, you know, just worst overall choices when it came to, okay, am I going to go exercise today? And am I going to do that? So I think as it relates to magnesium and honestly, practically every other thing, you're 100% right. You know,
well, I want to talk about that a little bit. When you talk about when you're stressed out, you make bad choices, because there have been so many incidences in my practice where I catch people and I catch myself in these cycles, they're vicious cycles. But when you're stressed, overly stressed, not only are we depleting nutrients and not repleting them, not giving time for the body to restore those nutrients used in our process of responding to stressors, we do. It is a vicious cycle because you start medicating your sleep-wake cycle. I think that stress causes this fatigue during the day because it impedes sleep at night. And then just as you said, you start making poor choices, once again, pointing to another deficiency state. Not only our agriculturally, like sort of conventionally farmed soil that's deficient, our compromised food chain, people's compromised food choices, but when you're stressed, you go for, I have a want for energy. I have a want for energy. So it's usually quick sugar. It's usually caffeinated. And you're right. We get into these vicious cycles. And here's another thing. I just want to read this because I want to get to you know, there's so many great foods that if people could just add them into their diet, and you're the Mac Daddy Mac when it comes to getting nutrient density in people's diets. But this is from the August 2011 issue of Neuropharmacology. Changes in magnesium levels are believed to be associated with anxiety. But let me read on, because this is very, this is just really compelling for me. The journal carried a study documenting that dietary magnesium deficiencies resulted in increased anxiety-related behavior. And apparently this happened because the deficiency caused an increase in stress hormones, leading to the anxiety state. So stress depletes magnesium. Magnesium depletion actually increases stress hormones, right?
It's a vicious cycle. And I got to tell you, here's my biggest advice to people. You know, find something that can be a constant. So for me, as everybody knows, if they've listened to any of these segments, you know, juicing for me is an absolute constant in my life right now. And whether I'm stressed or not stressed, you know, I make myself on some days, literally, I make myself make that 32-ounce juice because I want the nutrients to go into my body. When you talk about magnesium, one of the best sources of magnesium are the dark leafy green vegetables.
There you go.
Spinach, Swiss chard, kale, collard greens. I mean, these are things that I never used to eat. I never used to eat Swiss chard or green chard or collard greens or mustard greens. But now I'm juicing those on a daily basis. And so without even really knowing it, I'm getting a significant, sometimes 20 to 40% of the daily value of magnesium that I need through the juice, which, by the way, because it's a liquid form, you're talking about incredible bioavailability. It's bypassing or, you know, seemingly bypassing that digestive process like we've talked about with, you know, coffee and alcohol as examples. And so, you know, finding a constant, something that is just, you know, that you believe in, I think that is key. And you nailed it today. I mean, the discussion on magnesium is hinged on the bigger factor of stress, and that little vicious cycle that you just read us about. I'm sure that cycle applies to so many other vitamins and minerals as well. And you know, people need to break out of it.
That I think, yeah, we got to break the cycle. That's the key. That's the sweet spot. And I got to tell you something, Ray, what you say, and anybody who needs help getting started on juicing and staying juicing, and Ray makes a very good point. You can go to everydayjuicer.com because there's tons of information to get you going. And the key that Ray is saying is keep you going, because I got a great example. So I ride motorcycles, right? And so every time I come off my motorcycle, I lock my helmet on the side of my bike. I park it in the garage, but still I have a community garage with the other homeowners in my townhome complex and such. But and it's not completely secure. It's secure enough, right? So one day I didn't, and guess what? My helmet walked away. Now, if I would have practiced the consistency, and I didn't just because I was lazy. I think I just threw it on my handlebar. And I get a lot of people actually coming to my office. We get them going on, hey, this is targeted nutritional supplements for you to get going at this point in time. They go away for 3 months. They're feeling great. And guess what? I was feeling great. So I didn't do it anymore. And then, you know, return to the office. Why? So I wasn't consistent with my behavior, and I lost a helmet. If you're not consistent with your behavior in getting nutrients in, you're going to lose your health. And so to your
Absolutely.
Point, so many
Absolutely.
People, and we're going to talk. Yeah. Next week, I think we're going to talk about, We're going to talk about detoxing, right? Cleansing, right?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to dig into that. And then the last thing I just want to leave everybody with is, again, when it comes to juicing, do not think of it as a replacement. It's an addition to your lifestyle. You're not using it as a cleanse. You're not using it as a fast. You're using it as a way to get nutrient-dense foods into your body,
yep.
into your bloodstream, and help you. So anyway, find that
that's
constant,
so,
people. Find that constant.
That is the constant. That's right. You got to get this as Ray, you're amazing. And I think this is such a great point for folks, because I've seen too many people, especially when it comes to juicing, they do a juice cleanse or a juice fast. And for 6, 7, 10, 14 days, whatever, they're juicing away. And then guess what? Ba-boom. That is them falling off the wagon. And subsequently, the slippery slope to poor health. So find your constant, get your magnesium in for sure. Those dark leafy greens are going to get the job done. If you don't like to prepare them, you don't like to eat them, by all means, go to everydayjuicer.com and start juicing them. Take them in. It's like a shot of coffee or wine.